the combination of these three colors were giving them a black which was a little dirty. So they decided, the printers decided to put extra black in order to make the pictures vibrant. Okay, and these dots are of course arranged in a particular angles, and these were all worked out slowly by the various people. Okay, so and then we come to a say, why do two colors put one next to the other sing? Can one really explain this? So Picasso said no, and he was right. But if he was alive today, he would have said they can not only sing, they can dance as well. So there is a static picture. All the movement that you see is basically the movement because of the variety of things that are happening in your mind. This is of course based on something called Fraser-Wilcox illusion, but let me. So now we see that the science and art have interacted so intimately throughout the history of the thing. So in my own modest way, I thought I will end the lecture with my own modest contributions, where color has entered my work. I have included only my digital work here and not the other work. So the first, this was a rather simple thing, because if you touch the butterfly wings, you don't get the color on your fingers, but you get a brownish powder which is actually made up of photonic crystals, tiny photonic crystals which are acting as wavelength guides, and the iridescence of the butterfly's wings and certain birds' wings of wings of birds are the result of that. So I have just juxtaposed the photonic crystal with one of the structure, photonic crystal structure with one of the thing. This work somehow found its way into publication in Frontline magazine, where they were they had a feature on nanotechnology, and this so they gave me a credit, but they didn't give me the money. Now this painting, this digital work is actually not about only color. This is about, some of you might have seen these things in my exhibitions actually. This is about vision in general and color also. See, the image on the retina is inverted, but you don't see inverted image. The signal, the color part of the signal which is coming to the retina is lost at the photoreceptor level itself. Okay, what you see is not the color. What your brain receives is a electrochemical signal, some firing rate. We don't see color. We don't see. So what is it? What is it that we are seeing? How is it that a image which is actually and here I hope you understand that you are actually standing behind the retina, and there is the scene, and you are standing behind the retina of the two eyes, and these are the images on the two retinas which you get. So everything that you see is actually a construction of your mind. How is it that the image is formed and then we are able to project it somehow outside and match it with our tactile experience and with our other experiences? So this is something which is really not known, but so I thought it was a good thing for a subject for a artwork. This is just a spectrum, a xenon spectrum, and I have shifted it towards the red. And by shifting it towards the red, what I find is that I create an illusion of depth here, and this thing seems to be, this strip seems to project out on this side and seems to go inside. So now we have a visual metaphor of red shift and depth. This, I don't know, xenon is present in universal interstellar dust or something? I don't know. If it is, well, it's based on facts, otherwise it's not. Okay. This is another series which I did, where I had put small ordinary objects So I have put a printed page, actually TFR annual report, in which the A was written, and this is a portrait of an A actually, and you can see how it is made of yellow and dots and the other dots. That this color is actually some purplish color on the annual report. The reason that you do not see the white hair very prominently is because I had just taken the annual report which was there. There was dust on it, so the microscope got the dust as well. It photographed the dust as well. That's why it is not there. But it is a portrait, it's a poster, so I have pinned it with black, yellow, magenta and cyan on the thing. This is, I don't know how many of you can perceive that the red part is coming towards you. If you move your eyes lazily on the thing, on the screen, you will be able to see that how there is an illusion of the advancing and receding colors, and I have connected it with pair production where two things are produced which are opposite in properties and yet the same, and that kind of a thing. Similar thing was achieved in this thing, where principle of superposition was used to create a Mohr pattern, but the Mohr pattern itself was modified by using two different colors, and the color, and the, you see some purplish kind of you know, lines there. There is actually no purple color there, and this is all a creation of your mind. And it fitted very nicely with the superposition. Those of you who are familiar with quantum mechanics will be able to see a bra and a ket vector. This artwork is actually right now hanging at ETH Zurich. So this is my conclusion, this is my end of the talk, that in a reality so rich with colors, there are in reality no colors. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'll take questions. Yes, I have.
A lot of blind person may see one number, the other person may see other number. Have there been works of art where artists use this so that it's the same picture?
I showed you this painting made by Goethe, who made the painting, as seen by a colorblind person.
I think the question was different. A single painting, huh, which is perceived differently by a colorblind person. Hmm.
But then how do you record that?
Make the painting first.
No, so the point is that what Goethe did was that he painted a scene as seen by a normal guy, then he painted the scene as he thought a color blind person, because he himself was not color blind. Yes. Yes. Why does that happen? Okay, that will take me into very, very, it is connected with the surround actually. It is actually connected with the surround, and it is also connected with the fact that the opposition which Goethe talked about, probably you missed that part. So there is an opposition, okay, there is an opposition, and this opposition is translating somehow in our perception. You see, colors are not real, neither is this depth. That's right. No, this is just an illusion that the red side of the spectrum appears as if it is coming towards you, and the blue side of the spectrum appears as if it is going away from you. This is an observation. This is an observation. How it is explained? It is actually explained using opponent color theory, but that will take me into some very great details, and I am myself not very clear about those details.
Very colorful.
Yes,
from
thank
the
you.
God's own country, as is done by Bapa Ditya.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, the artist name is.
I see.
I mean, photographer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.